Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome to Delaware Park as we are next to the Buffalo Zoo. I am Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars, and I'm proud to be here this morning to offer my support and endorsement to be our next mayor of the city of Buffalo, to Sean Ryan. And let me explain why I am endorsing Sean and why we're here in front of the Buffalo Zoo. The Buffalo Zoo is one of those wonderful attractions that we know and love in our community. It is owned by the people of the city of Buffalo, but if it wasn't for the county of Erie, the Buffalo Zoo would not exist. It's as simple as that. Because on an annual basis, and in the most recent year, Erie County provides $2 million of assistance to the Buffalo Zoo for a facility that's owned by the people of the city of Buffalo. And we've been doing that for many years, $1.5, $1.75, $2 million. And if it wasn't for Erie County, this beautiful facility that we know and love, which is owned by the city of Buffalo, would go out of existence. Because for many, many years, the city of Buffalo has just disinvested in its infrastructure and its incredible cultural attractions. The same goes for the History Museum. The same goes for the Science Museum. If it wasn't for the county's investment in these facilities, these entities that are owned by the city of Buffalo would probably not exist. I believe we have reached a critical junction in the history of our community. I'm very proud of the work that we've done in Erie County, but we can only have a strong county if we have a strong city of Buffalo. We can't have weak parts of our county and expect the rest of the community to be strong. And that's why I'm endorsing Sean Ryan to be our next mayor. I've worked with Sean for many, many years. I know his experience is key. The next mayor of the city of Buffalo is a very important one because of the financial issues that the city is dealing with. I sit on the Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority. It is a substantial deficit. As a percentage of its budget, the deficit, I believe, is even greater than the deficit that was faced by Erie County when it had the red-green fiscal crisis in 2005, a time in which I was elected to become the county comptroller to help clean up that mess. We cleaned up the red-green fiscal crisis, and we did it by structuring balanced budgets that were using real revenues and addressing it with cutting expenses. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years, especially in the city of Buffalo, is a knowledge that this deficit is growing and actions that really didn't make a difference being taken. I'm proud to call Sean a friend and a colleague in government because we've worked together on projects such as the Buffalo Zoo with funding the capital projects, whether it's the Arctic Edge or the Rainforest Exhibit. But all you got to do is look behind me and see the wall behind me that's crumbling and realize that wall is owned by the people of the city of Buffalo. And the city of Buffalo has disinvested in its infrastructure, and in some ways it's disinvested in its people for decades. This is a critical juncture. This is an important election. It is a generational election. The voters who will go to the polls this year are making a decision what's going to impact our city, our county, not just for the next 4 years, but in many ways for decades to come. That's why I'm supporting Sean. I know he's the strong leader who can go in there and make the tough decisions that are necessary to ensure that we're providing the services that the people of the city of Buffalo deserve and should have, but we're doing it in a way in which we can have balanced budgets. I travel across the United States. I see what's going on in other cities and other counties, and I sometimes shake my head about how we are behind the eight ball because of issues that start at the city level. I'm a City of Buffalo resident. I don't live that far away from here. I've lived in the city for nearly 30 years. I want to see a strong City of Buffalo. When we have a strong City of Buffalo, we will have a stronger Erie County. Erie County is in a good position right now, but it could be in better position if the City of Buffalo was a stronger city government. That's one of the reasons why I'm supporting Sean Ryan. He has the knowledge, he has the experience, and he has the plan to move this city forward to address the structural deficit that exists financially while still ensuring that the services that the public deserves and should have are provided in the most economical manner possible. It's not easy governing. One of the decisions I make in county government, not everyone are going to agree with. The same thing happens with the City of Buffalo mayor. But if you have a strong mayor who's making the correct decisions for our community, the whole community benefits from it. That's why I'm here today to support Sean. I will be voting for him in the Democratic primary in 3 weeks from today, and I'm asking all Democrats to join me to do the same so that we can have a stronger City of Buffalo moving forward. Sean?
Thank you so much, You're County welcome. Executive. I really appreciate it. I can't say it any better than the County Executive just did. Thank you so much, County Executive Poland Cars, for your faith in me. Your endorsement of me, you know, means a lot, but your faith in me as being the person to bring the City of Buffalo forward, to bring the City of Buffalo out of this mess that it's been in. You know, you can see behind us potholes, decaying zoo infrastructure, all because the City of Buffalo, they mismanage itself into a bad financial mess. County Executive and I worked together several years ago to help craft a budget coming out of the red-green budget debacle. And those budgets we worked on formed the foundation for Erie County being on sound fiscal footing. You know, Erie County's not in a mess. Rochester's not in a mess. Syracuse isn't in a mess. Buffalo is the only place that's in a mess. And they're in that mess because of bad decision by leadership. We have to come out of it because we have to give the people of the City of Buffalo the basics that they need. We have to plow our streets again. We have to fix our potholes. We have to invest in our cultural institutions. All that has gone by the wayside because of bad management and bad leadership. We're going to put the city back on track to grow and to prosper. But you have to do it in all areas of the City of Buffalo. We have over 10,000 vacant residential lots in the City of Buffalo, and we have a housing crisis. I have a housing plan to put thousands of new builds back on the market to be affordable to the people who live in the City of Buffalo. Buffalo needs to go on the path of progress, and that's what I plan on doing as the mayor of the City of Buffalo. And thank you so much, County Executive, for your support, for your encouragement, but most of all, your faith that I am the leader to bring the City of Buffalo forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Bring it home.
Yep.
Take any questions?
The City of Buffalo, as you both have mentioned, is in a very messy financial situation. Where will the money come from to invest in the zoo, in the potholes, that have gone disinvested?
Want to mention bonds?
You can talk about that. This is something that didn't happen overnight. It reminds me of the Erie County fiscal crisis, the red-green fiscal crisis, which, if you remember, the county leaders at that time, the county executive, the county comptroller, and the county legislature all knew a fiscal crisis was coming. But they were on the gravy train, and no one wanted to pull the brake on the gravy train, even though the train reached a cliff. And they let it all go over the cliff. And in some ways, it seems like that in the City of Buffalo, too. This is not going to happen overnight. This is going to take a number of years to do it. But the disinvestment that you see in the Buffalo Zoo or in other areas didn't happen just in the last 9 months. It's happened over almost 20 years. And I think you need to have new leadership that's going to come in with a fresh set of vision to move the city forward. You have to be able to look at all departments. One of the things I came in as county executive is I looked at all departments and said, how can we do things better? You hire the right people to run those departments. You just don't put political hacks in. And I think it's important as we look at the history of the city of Buffalo and the assets that we have, we know that it could have been done better. I'm having those conversations right now with my fellow members of the Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority. None of us want to go hard. Nobody on the control board wants to go hard. And I think it's important that people understand that. We want the elected officials to be able to run the government as the people elect them to do. But the situation that's faced in the city is very difficult, and it's going to take a number of years to get out of it. One of the things that I proposed was deficit bond financing to allow the city a number of years to right its ship, so to speak. I don't think it should be selling its assets to right its ship. I could use deficit bonds over a 2 or 3 year period and get itself back into a better situation. That's one of the reasons why when I wrote the letter earlier this year to my partners on the control board, as well as city and other leaders, I said that is an option. Your question as to whether the best option, that's up to the policymakers, but it is an option, and it gives the city the years that it needs to solve its problem. Erie County's red green fiscal crisis was not solved overnight. They made decisions that were tough. They implemented decisions, but it still took more than a decade for our bond rating to go up. It still took years and years afterwards for people to believe that Erie County's fiscal ship was headed in the right direction. And it's going to take a number of years, and you got to have the right captain of that ship to ensure that we are headed in the right direction and not another iceberg. The question was, other prominent politicians have avoided an endorsement. I mean, there are a lot of elected officials who have endorsed Sean Ryan. I assume there's a few that have elected or have endorsed other candidates. I just feel it's that important. This is my last term as county executive. And as I said, you cannot have a strong county unless you have a strong city of Buffalo. And we remember what it was like at the red green fiscal crisis. The city was coming out of a fiscal crisis itself. People were talking about the death of Buffalo, the death of Erie County. We have seen a change, and it doesn't happen overnight. I just feel it's that important. I'm a City of Buffalo resident. Not everybody lives in the City of Buffalo and they're elected officials, but I think you see the residents who live in the City of Buffalo, the elected officials, are making their choice, and there are four other candidates in the race for the Democratic primary, and I just think we need a new leader who's got the proven experience through what he's done. And it's not just, as the senator noted, from the work on the state senate. I worked with him when he was chief of staff of the legislature, and those were not discussions that were easy, because there were difficult discussions about how we're going to ensure we balance the budget but provide the services and the benefits that the legislature wants. And I saw back then that Sean was tough. He was part of the team that made a tough negotiation, but one in the end that was a compromise and that was fair. If you go into a negotiation and you feel you got everything you want, someone rolled. If you go out of a negotiation and you didn't get everything you wanted, but everybody got a little bit of what they wanted, it was probably a fair negotiation. And that's what it was like when I negotiated with him. It was fair. And I've dealt with other people who are not fair in negotiations, and I would not be endorsing him today if I felt that he was not going to be a fair, strong leader for our community, because I've seen it.
Just so we're clear, this is a personal Mark Poland's Cars endorsement, not a county government endorsement.
No, the county cannot do an endorsement. This is my personal endorsement as Mark Poland Cars, who happens to be a City of Buffalo resident, but also happens to hold a prominent position in government.
Senator, would you like to see more politicians make their, who they're rooting for, or endorsing more public?
Well, I'm certainly pleased to have the endorsement of State Senator April Baskin, Assembly Member John Rivera, County Legislator Lawrence Dupree, and today County Executive Mark Poland Cars. Happy that they all have the faith in me to lead this the city forward, you know, to get the city out of its mess and to bring the city into the modern age. You know, sometimes financial crises are just because of money, and other times they're because of management. And in this case, you know, you've got both going on. You have the city of Buffalo that's been sitting on over $37 million of money that the state gave it to fix its roads. The only city in upstate New York that doesn't spend free money that the state gives them to fix their roads. So in this case, it's more about bad management and less about money. And then, you know, county executive, you know, mentioned this is a multi-year process to get out of the mess, you know, that took 13 years to get into. But you can only do that if you come clean to the city of Buffalo residents. How much is the deficit? No one's come clean on how much the deficit is. How much is your deficit going to be going into next year? You need an actual four-year forecast. And the only way we're going to get that done, if we open the books up and ask New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli to come in and to look at the books. And that's the first thing I'm going to do when elected, is ask the state comptroller to come in, tell us what our liabilities in the future really are, and then we can come up with a plan to deal with them. But the budget that the acting mayor put in, it's a vintage election year budget. It's meant to get them past the primary, and then that's it. You know, the idea of selling assets that generate money is an awful idea. Parking ramps make $5 million a year. That's not the way to go. That's not good fiscal prudent leadership. That is one more gimmick just to get you through the next year. But guess what is going to happen following year? You're back in the same budget hole again, and you can't fix your potholes, and you can't repair your infrastructure. We have to be honest with the residents of the city of Buffalo of the extent of this problem, and we have to have a long-term plan to get out of it. A long-term plan will allow us not to have massive tax increases. You know, this year-to-year thing subjects the taxpayers to potential catastrophic increases. That is not the way to go. You need to admit to the problem, come up with a long-term plan to fix it, because as the county executive said, it took almost a decade to get out of the red-green budget, and it's going to take a little time to get out of this one, but the first step starts with telling the truth.
And now, you were mentioning the primary specifically Mayor Brown lost the primary, still ran, still won. If you did lose the primary, would you still continue to run on a write-in campaign?
I don't have any intentions of continuing the election if I lose the primary. But I have every intention of winning the primary and going forward. But my question would be to the acting mayor, Chris Scanlon, whose biggest supporter is Carl Paladino and MAGA Republicans, are you going to stay on the ballot with your conservative and Republican friends, or are you going to honor the wishes of the Democratic Party and the Democratic primary in the city of Buffalo? That's the question I'd be asking the acting mayor.
He said he called the claims of the Erie County Democrats yesterday a lie, and that he had never received a donation from Carl Paladino in this campaign. I mean, your response to what he said yesterday?
Chris Scanlon has been supported by Carl Paladino for every one of his elections. The first person to support Chris Scanlon to run for Common Council was Carl Paladino, and his first public endorsement in this year's mayoral election is from Carl Paladino. So if you want to split hairs that I got money from Carl Paladino's company, but not Carl Paladino, there is no truth there. The truth is that Chris Scanlon is supported by Carl Paladino and MAGA Republicans, and he has been for his entire time in elected office.
I just want to note, when I first started running for office, I got support from Ellicott Development. I don't think I ever received a contribution from Carl, but I got lots of money from Ellicott. And then when Carl said some of the things he did, I said, I'm not accepting any more contributions from Ellicott Development. Even if it's not a direct contribution from Carl, it's a contribution from his company. I've had good conversations with Billy Palladino through the years. I respect Bill, but I said, as long as your father is still involved in the company, even if it's in a chairman position, he's not running the day-to-day, but it's still his company, I can't accept your money because of what your father has said. And Billy understands that. And I think Chris could have done the same thing, but he didn't. Any other questions on topic? Any off topics?
I want to get the senator on the next debate.
Why would you want that?
Senator, can you just talk about your thoughts on tonight's debate and also what you hope comes out of it, what the people will get to hear from all the candidates?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to tonight's debate, to be able to introduce myself to some voters, you know, who don't know me, to hear my ideas of how we got to get the city moving again, to get the city moving forward, but also how we're going to bring the whole city up. You know, we can't continue to ignore the east side of Buffalo. The east side of Buffalo has been disinvested for generations. If we all want the new Buffalo that we talk about, we can only do that if there's equal development and equal distributions of city resources around the city. And you can see by driving down Jefferson Avenue, you know, today, it's just been disinvestment. The roads are a mess. The businesses are struggling. So we need to make sure that as we move forward as a city, we move forward as the entire city. And the services that you receive should not be dictated by your zip code. Yeah. We've done forums with all five candidates. You know, this weekend I was with all the candidates at a New American forum. We were at a forum on the arts and culturals that four of the candidates came. Acting Mayor Scanlon did not come to the arts and culturals forum. So we've had an opportunity to be in the public with one another, but not in such a broad way that it will be, you know, live telecast. So we're looking forward to the debates tonight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.